Well, first of all, Stacey, and I'm just very floored by just a mere nomination of being considered to the Hall of Fame. And definitely want to thank Mr. Robin Kraft for actually making it all possible. A wonderful family. I just can't say enough great things about him, the way he treated the former players who played long before he owned the team, and just to extend his kindness to us, and let us not be forgotten. This speaks volume, but I'm very honored to even be nominated.
Go ahead with your questions, guys.
Fred, this is Mike Reese with ESPNBoston.com, and I guess my question is, when you think back to your playing career with the Patriots, what comes to mind?
Well, Mike, I think one of the things comes to mind is that, you know, it was an exciting time up there, and I think about just, you know, how we started and when I first came in. You know, I came in, it was a very shortened season. I think we only played 9 games during the first strike year coming into the NFL, but it was a dream come true. You know, having the opportunity to do something that you always hope to be able to do, and that's in the National Football League, and being part of the organization. And it was a lot of, we had some tough times, but we also had a lot of great times there and a lot of great memories with a lot of my former teammates.
Fred, I'm wondering just what you think of how far the franchise has come since your days here. It's been 20 years, and they've improved by leaps and bounds since you left. I think you left in the McPherson era, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, my last year I played up there was 1991, and I'm a diehard Patriots fan through and through. And I follow them, I watch them, I watch the drafts. I watch them every Sunday that they're playing someone. That's why I got the NFL Sunday ticket. So I'm very excited the way Mr. Kraft has taken that organization to the next level. And I just think that, you know, I wish that I had the opportunity to play for Mr. Kraft on his ownership, as well as Bill Belichick, who's done a tremendous job with the Patriots. So, you know, I think so much of the organization, and I still wear my colors proud, even at work on Saturdays when we have Jersey Day.
Do you feel as though you were born 10 or 15 years too soon then?
Well, you know, you always say that, but I think everything has its purpose and everything has its time. And I was fortunate to be able to play when I played, and I'm sure like a lot of other guys who pioneered the game, you always wish we were born at a later time. But unfortunately, you know, our time was our time, and I think that, you know, God's in control of everything. I'm a true believer in that, and, you know, I was fortunate to play in the era in which I did play in.
What are you doing now?
Well, actually, I'm the general sales manager at David Moss Toyota in Tampa, Florida. So after 21 years of owning restaurant franchises, I got out of that in 2006, the end of 2006, and I've been with David Moss Toyota ever since.
What's your fondest memory from?
Fred, are there any games, specific games that stand out to you when you think back to your career?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's, I would like to say probably the Seattle game that we played that year, and just the way that game ended, and the Cleveland Browns game where we had our turnaround the year that we went in going to the Super Bowl. It was the turnaround of our season after losing a close-fought game, a hard-fought game, playing in Cleveland, losing that game, and all the ruckus and everything that transpired in the locker room, because we knew we were better than our record indicated. And that game, and then to be able to win it, to go on and win, I think, 7 or 8 consecutive games after that point, and end up getting into the playoffs and just being a wild card, end up being in the Super Bowl. So I would say it's definitely that run, that stretch right there that we had was most memorable.
And will you refresh my memory on the Seattle game? I think that was one where you had a big interception return, if I remember.
Yeah, it was. I think Dave Craig tried to force a pass in. I think Lars McGrew just slightly tipped the ball, and I was able to be in the right place at the right time. Came down with him and took it back probably about 70 or 80 yards, and Rogan came in on the next play, I think it was, and threw a slant pass into either Irvin or Stanley Morgan, and ended up scoring a touchdown.
Fred, when was the last time you were back in town to see sort of, I guess, the stadium and take in a game?
Well, the last time I was back was the Buffalo Bills. I think it was the Monday night game that we ended up coming back winning at the very end of the game. Mr. Kraft had us back up for that particular game. I think that was when we had the honored century team. And I was back up there on that Monday night when we opened up against the Buffalo Bills.
How were you informed of your inclusion in the Hall of Fame class?
Excuse me, could you repeat that?
How are you informed of your inclusion in this Hall of Fame class?
Actually, I think Stacy James actually called, I think it was last week, and notified me that I was actually nominated. And for a moment there, I just paused. I was sort of lost for words. You know, you play the game just to play the game. You play the best of your ability, and, you know, you let things fall with me. And I was very honored. Look, floored. Knowing that I was thought of in that fashion, the way I played the game for 10 years for the Patriots.
Fred, and how would you like people to remember the way you played the game, or when you think about your style of play?
Well, I like for them to remember that I was prepared, and I left nothing on the field. I came to play, and I think that, you know, I was always around the ball. I was a student of the game. I always did a lot of film study, and I wasn't afraid to make contact. You know, I think that I would come up and I would hit the best of them, and wasn't afraid to be an aggressive player. And I played in the secondary. I think I played a great center field. As a free safety, always trying to set up the opposing quarterback to let them think they had something when there was nothing there, and I was able to go get the ball. But I would like to be remembered as just I played the game the way we played the game back then, and that's hard and physical on each and every down.
Fred, who are some of the teammates that you still keep in touch with today?
Well, I spoke to Tippett recently. We texted each other, and just wanted to thank him for the kind words that he had to say on the video highlight. And Johnny Rember, I still keep in touch with Johnny Rember. In fact, I'll probably be seeing him in probably about a week or two. Bruce Armstrong, stay in touch with him. And, you know, just the other guys from time to time in passing. You know, I get the opportunity to, you know, really see the guys, and we talk on the phone, Ronnie Lippitt. You know, I still talk to Ronnie over the telephone. And I've seen some of the guys I've played with over the years. I don't see them on a regular basis, but, you know, it's always exciting to see the guys, because I think after the game is all said and done, I mean, it passes all by, whether by injury or by age. It's the camaraderie and the friendships and relationships that you have built over time. I think that is the most important thing that you will treasure for the rest of your life.
Yeah, Fred, just to fill in a couple of the blanks, you mentioned you're working down in Tampa, if I heard you right. Have you been down in Tampa since your retirement from the game?
No, I'm not working in Tampa, in Sanford.
Got it. Okay. And have you been there, since you retired?
Yeah, it's actually in Orlando is where I reside. Yeah, I've been in Orlando ever since I retired.
Got it. What do you miss most about the New England region?
Well, you know, it's just the changing of the season more than anything, and the nice, friendly people. And, I must remark that I get a lot of actually the New England fans that's here. A lot of the guys come in, and I sign autographs for them, and I keep pictures around. And we got a lot of loyal fans throughout the country. And I think it's just what I miss most is the season. I never was a cold weather person. I used to freeze my butt off because I'm from Florida. I grew up in Florida. I can't say I miss the bitter cold, but I just miss that, the changing of the season and just the friend warning people that I've met up there during the time that I played for the New England Patriots.